Welcome students. In this module, I would be elaborating upon the Sangha, monasteries, the system of ashramas and Zoroastrianism. Firstly, we are going to discuss the Sangha. What is Sangha? To start with, let us know the three jewels in Buddhism. They are Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. When a person accepts Buddhism, he should make it part of his life. Buddham Sharanam Gacchami. I go to Buddha for refuge. Dharmam Sharanam Gacchami. I go to Dhamma for refuge. Sangham Sharanam Gacchami. Sangha is an association of those who left their home to gain true knowledge. It is an association of Buddhist monks and nuns. Both Buddha and Mahavira emphasized upon the kind of knowledge that would enable a search for truth through experience. So Buddha and Mahavira felt that only those who left their homes could gain true knowledge. It enabled them to free themselves from the distraction of family life and responsibilities. The rules made for the Buddhist Sangha were written down in a book called Vinaya Pitaka. There were separate branches for men and women. All men could join the Sangha. However, children had to take the permission of their parents and slaves, masters, their masters. Those who worked for the king had to take his permission, and debtors that of creditors. Women had to take their husband's permission. It wouldn't have been easy for slaves to join the Sangha because it was not easy to get permission from their masters. Men and women who joined the Sangha led simple lives. They meditated most of the time and went to cities and villages to beg for food during fixed hours. A male Buddhist monastic is called bhikkhus, whereas female monastics are called as bhikkhunis. There was no discrimination in the Sanghas. Those who joined the Sangha included Brahmins, Kshatriya, merchants, laborers, barbers, courtesans, and slaves. Many of them wrote down the teachings of the Buddha. Some of them also composed beautiful poems describing their lives in the Sangha. Next, monasteries. Originally, monasteries were initially the dwelling of wandering Buddhist and Jain monks during the rainy season. As time went on, many supporters of the monks and nuns and they themselves felt the need for more permanent shelters, and so monasteries were built. These were known as viharas. Viharas were made of wood and then of brick. Some were even in caves that were dug out in hills, especially in western India. Some viharas became extremely important institutions, some of them evolving into major Buddhist universities with thousands of students such as Nalanda. Very often, the land on which the vihara was built was donated by a rich merchant or a landowner or the king. The local people came with gifts of food, clothing, and medicines for the monks and nuns. In return, they taught the people. Over the centuries, Buddhism spread to many parts of the subcontinent and beyond. The next topic of this module is the system of ashramas. The word ashrama is derived from the Sanskrit root shrama, which means to exert oneself. It does not mean a place where people live and meditate. Ashramas are regarded as a different stages in the life of an individual. According to the system, life is divided into four stages. They are Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyasa. Every stage has its own duties and functions. By passing through these ashramas and by performing the prescribed duties, a man can prepare himself for moksha. Firstly, Brahmacharya Ashrama or the student stage. It was the first stage of life. It was the period of formal education lasting up to around age 25, during which the student would leave home to stay with a guru and attain both spiritual and practical knowledge. A Shudra would not be allowed to go through the first stage, as it Vedas were taught only to Brahmins. Next, Grihastha or the householderhood. It was the second stage of a human being's social life, commencing with marriage. It involved a householder performing religious and duties associated with the protection and care of the family. Next, Vanaprastha. It is the third stage of life. At this stage, one should leave the home for a forest hut where he could spend his time in meditation and prayers. He was allowed to take his spouse. Next, Sannyasa. At this stage, a person was supposed to be totally devoted to God. In this ashrama, a person would break away from all the attachments with the world and was expected to devote his entire time towards meditation to attain moksha. Women had to follow the ashramas chosen by their husbands. The system of ashrama was not allowed for Shudras. Finally, we are going to discuss about Zoroastrianism. Zoroastrianism is one of the oldest religions in the world. An Iranian prophet, Zoroaster, was the founder of this religion. Zoroastrianism believes in one god called Ahura Mazda. The holy book is called Zend Avastha. The language of the Avastha and the practices described in it are very similar to those of the Vedas. Zoroastrianism advocates principles of living based on good thoughts, good words, and good deeds that a believer is supposed to follow. For more than 1,000 years, Zoroastrianism was a major religion in Iran. Later, some Zoroastrians migrated from Iran and settled down in the coastal towns of Gujarat and Maharashtra. They were the ancestors of today's Parsis. Thank you, students.